Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Portions of this podcast have been edited due to copyright.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Now it's time for the Mercedes in the Morning Pre-Show, Mix 94.1.
Hey, good morning and welcome to the pre-show. It is Thursday, October 9th. It is 5:30. Thank you guys for being here this half hour just for you guys. Also getting up early. We are ready to go, almost to the weekend. How you doing this morning?
Doing fabulous after that amazing night from the Aces. That's I'm just so excited for the girls. They're so good.
It was a great game last night.
Yeah.
Aces faced the Mercury. Game 3, definitely going to be talking some more about that this morning. A nail biter for sure.
Yes.
My nerves were absolutely shot after that game. I was just like, oh, it was like so much happening yesterday. We had like, we're watching something on my husband's phone. We're watching something on the iPad. We're watching something on the TV. The Aces, the Golden Knights, the Dodgers, the Yankees.
Oh,
like,
my God.
It was just, there's so much happening yesterday.
I think I saw one of your Instagram stories where you had all of your screens.
Yeah,
up.
We were just like, we can't keep up with everything yesterday. So, yeah, it was nice to see them get that win and take it to a game 4 that could possibly be it and another championship. But we don't want to get too far ahead of ourselves, because you know, I don't think the Mercury are going to make it that easy. Maybe prove me wrong. I would love to be proven wrong on that. But yeah, it was an exciting night last night for sure.
Yeah. Other than that, I really just ran some errands. I went to the laundromat. Not the laundromat, the dry cleaning. And we have a wedding coming up in a couple weekends, so I dropped off our dry cleaning. Picked up some meds from the pharmacy. Nothing really crazy yesterday. Really, just that night of me screaming. Screaming on the top of my lungs of anxiety, and then a sigh of relief at the end.
And you're in your wedding that you guys are going to. Are you in the wedding, or are you just going as a guest?
I am just going as a guest. I am not in any weddings yet. I have a friend's wedding that next year that I'm like, I wonder if she's going to ask me to be a part of our wedding, and she needs to let me know soon because I need to start saving up some money.
Are you like, if she doesn't ask you, are you going to be offended?
No, I won't be offended. Although I would be like, Who did she put in her wedding?
Like, how close are you? Are you guys pretty close?
We've been best friends since middle school.
Oh, well, then, yeah, you're a shoo-in for it. I know a lot of times people like to do those extravagant, well, you've been in my wedding, and give her the gifts and stuff, and maybe she's just waiting for the right time. Maybe you'll get it when you go for this weekend. Will she be there?
No, she won't. No, I don't even know when I'll see her next. I have to, like, make a plan out to see her. Her wedding's in June, and then she lives in Sacramento, and the wedding's in San Diego.
Oh.
So it's, like, a little bit of a destination wedding for a lot of people, but her family's there. The wedding I'm going to in a couple weeks is in San Diego. That one is a 212 guest wedding.
Oh, that's a big one.
Yeah, that's gonna be a fun one. But yeah, what have you, what's going on in your world over there?
Not much. Like I said, kind of crazy sports night last night. Getting ready for NASCAR this weekend. I do the in-track hosting and stuff like that. So we had like a production meeting on that, and they kind of run down like how the show's gonna go before the race. And it's the playoffs. And so, you know, they have the way it works in NASCAR, like right now there's the top eight drivers that are in contention for the playoffs. So this is technically a playoff race, so it's a big deal. And actually, speaking of NASCAR, Ryan Blaney, who is in that chase, he is going to be on the show this morning. So yeah, really excited about that. It should be a fun weekend.
When you're in NASCAR, random question, but can you hear the people you're interviewing? Because it's so loud with the race cars.
Yeah, so I'm wearing these like headsets, this headset, and so my mic is attached to that. So I have to stick the mic in their face, otherwise I have a hard time. But I kind of wear it like one ear on, one ear off, so I can hear what's surrounding me. Because if I have both ears covered, if you came up to me and said hello, I wouldn't even hear you. I wouldn't even know what's going on. So I kind of keep it like that. But when it's interview time and they're like, okay, they call it the grid where all the cars are. They're like, oh, go to P3. So I have to go to the third pit box and then find the driver. And then I'm like looking around. I'm looking for his handler. I'm like, does he have a second to talk? And they're like, yeah, they grab him. I'm like, okay, so what do you think? It's intense. It's intense for sure.
It looks a little chaotic, but it also looks like fun chaos that you would like, you're embracing every second
of it. It really is fun. I love it. I love sports. NASCAR is so much fun. And if you haven't gone out there to check out a race, you got to do it. It's just such an experience. It's really cool. So yeah, Ryan Blaney on the show just around like 6:30 this morning. We'll talk to him. Looking forward to that. And just so much going on. Your Jonas Brothers tickets on the way, 7:30. Right after 6 o'clock, we've got those tickets for the Nevada Ballet Theater's production of Romeo and Juliet. So much happening. Let's get the show started. It is time for the pre-show. You pick Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning. I saw something that really surprised me when I was reading yesterday. Did you know that over the last 40 years, the number of people taking baths has dropped by 70%?
No way. That seems a lot.
70%. I think about when I was a kid, that was my way of cleaning. I didn't take showers. My mom threw me in the bathtub, but I'm definitely part of this statistic. I'm not a fan of baths. I've never really liked them. They just make me feel kind of murky, you know, like you're sitting in your own soup. And so my bath issues, they started early. Is there something that absolutely terrified you as a kid and maybe it just kind of stuck with you for the rest of your life? 702-364-9400. When I was little, like I said, I loved the tub. I'd stay in there until the water was like completely cold. And my mom used to warn me. She would say, if you don't get out, I'm going to open the drain and you're going to go down the drain with the water.
No.
And that would get me right out. Like one day she actually pulled the plug just to prove her point. And the drain started swirling and I'm sitting there and I lost my mind. I'm screaming. I'm sliding all over the tub trying to get out. And like, I must have looked like a crazy person. And that moment kind of changed everything for me. Suddenly, bath time was not relaxing. It was survival, basically. I was just in there, like, watch myself get out. I had no more fun in the bathtub. And I'd say, like, that was what did it for me. That was the beginning of my bath hatred.
Yeah, I think it's funny because when I was a kid,
I too was afraid of bats, but it's because of my brothers, and my brothers were older, and so they'd always make me feel like I was scared of everything. They would say if I didn't get out of the bath in time, that they would pull a lever and the bathtub would open in half and I would fall into a tub of snakes.
Oh my gosh, that is traumatizing. Not only do you now have a fear of the bathtub, but also snakes.
Yes, and then I remember they would make fun of me for the randomest things. I remember I was so scared to call 411. Do you remember 411 when you would call information for businesses?
Oh, information.
Yes. So I remember my parents were like, if you want to go to this certain restaurant, we got to call them and see if they're open. And I'm like, why do I got to do it? He goes, you got to learn. You got to learn how to talk on the phone. So I remember, no, I don't want to call 411. I don't want to call 411. So I'd call 411. Finally, it took me an hour and it wasn't even that bad. They're like, hi, Mandarin Canton, how do I help you? And I'm like, are you guys open? Yes, we're open till 9. Okay, thanks. It was literally a 20-second call, but I was so afraid to call 411.
Yeah, I was trying to teach you. What was the thing that you absolutely were terrified of as a kid? Did it scar you as an adult? This text just came in. I thought the vacuum was going to suck me up. I'd run for cover every time my mom vacuumed. This one says, my grandma's talking parrot used to say my name in the dark. I was convinced it was possessed. Okay, parrots freak me out. It's just so odd that they can actually talk and they say weird things.
I think parrots in general are scary. I think they're beautiful from afar, but once they start talking, no, when they start singing, I'm like, this is weird. How do you know these songs?
I know. Were you listening to the radio? What's going on here? And then this one says, I wouldn't walk past the furnace. I saw Home Alone once and I thought it was alive. Oh, that was a scary part of the movie.
Oh my God, yeah.
I mean, the robbers, the furnace.
On the other hand.
Yeah, that was scary. It's Mix 94.1.
Welcome to another episode of Mercedes in the Morning. And now, here's your host, Mercedes!
Hello! Good morning! Welcome to the show. It is 6:01. It is Thursday, October 9th. Thank you guys so much for being here. We are excited. A big show coming up this morning. Steph is needing some explanation on something. You're not understanding the hype over something. What's going on?
Yeah. Can someone explain the hype to me around Trader Joe's? And the reason I ask is because yesterday I get a text from a good friend of mine and he's in line at Trader Joe's, but it's like he is far back. There's this huge line and he texts me. He goes, hey, if you want a Halloween Trader Joe's canvas tote bag, let me know. I'm like, that's the line for the canvas tote bags? He goes, yes. I'm like, how long have you been waiting there for? He goes, well, I just got here, and he ended up waiting like 2 hours. But the first people in line, they had their lawn chairs up. They had their laptop set up like they were working, their tripods. And they said they got there around 5 a.m. I'm like, what?
It's because it's the Halloween canvas tote.
What is it about it?
It's a limited edition. Yeah. So they had like the pastels. Look, I love Trader Joe's. That, I mean, this is the Beyonce of grocery store shopping. It is like, you could put, it's like so many different things put into one. It's like Disneyland and the farmer's market and the Grammys. It's all of it thrown together. Everything is adorable. You walk in and like things are written by hand on signs.
Okay, amazing. I've seen that.
That's
love cute.
There's the food. I don't know. Like we live on like some of the frozen foods that are in this frozen food section at Trader Joe's. The orange chicken. That is like our favorite thing. I make that all the time with the rice. Oh my God, it's so good.
Okay, question about the food real quick about the orange chicken. Is that like a one-time deal? Like you can only eat the orange chicken once and that's really just like the serving for one night?
No, it's for our whole family.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. It's the cauliflower gnocchi.
I've heard of that.
Oh my God. Their mac and cheese. They just have random seasonal snacks. And then don't even get me started on the people that work there. I love them. I love them. They are like people I would invite to my house for Friendsgiving. They are the nicest people in the world. I love them.
Okay, I've heard about like the hospitality and the environment. They're super friendly. But I will tell you something that confuses me. And tell me if they still do this. Do the employees still wear Hawaiian shirts?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, they did the last time I was there. I don't know if they're going through any kind of changes. It's been about a month since I've been to Trader Joe's.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. The reason why I'm confused on that is because there are no Trader Joe's in Hawaii.
Well, I think that like this is emulating a trading post.
Okay.
And so maybe they're just trying to go for that vibe.
Oh, like the nautical vibe, like the South Beach type vibe.
I think it's more of like a tropical vibe. I'm not sure. I don't know if it's that deep, but like, you know, valid point. I love that store. So the hype right now is with those canvas bags, which I have not purchased, but the lines are crazy.
Yeah, not only that, but he said he got his for $2.99, and I'm seeing that people are reselling them on Poshmark for $125. That is ridiculous.
That is absolutely ridiculous. I'm not sure. And by the way, someone just texted, the reason why they wear Hawaiian shirts is because the place is designed to feel like you're on vacation.
Okay.
Oh.
You might be selling me, Trader Joe's. You might be selling. I mean, I'm not a huge Trader Joe's fan. I might stick to my Costco where I can get toilet paper and last me for 2 years, but I might check out Trader Joe's because of that comment.
I love it. And they also have a parrot that is hidden in the store.
What?
A parrot. And they move it around. And if you find the parrot, you go up to the front and you tell them, I found the parrot. And they'll give you a piece of candy.
No kidding. This is a game, not even a grocery store.
This is not an ad for Trader Joe's, I swear to God. I just love the place.
It's selling me on it, though. You're selling me on it.
All right, we've got a lot coming up on the show this morning. In just a couple of minutes, we've got your tickets to check out the Nevada Ballet Theater's production of Romeo and Juliet. 7:30, tickets for the Jonas Brothers. And on the way next, we have What's Trending. The Aces are one win away from another championship. After a crazy finish in Phoenix, Asia Wilson hits a shot of the postseason, and even the TV ratings are setting records. That's all coming up next in What's Trending. The Las Vegas Aces are trending this morning. That game last night was wild. The Aces barely survived the Mercury, 90-88. Asia Wilson. Can we talk about her? Wow. Mm-hmm. She hit a fadeaway with 0.1 seconds left.
Yes.
I mean, ice in her veins. My gosh. And she finished with 34 points, 14 rebounds, 4 assists, 3 blocks. She's now got the most points ever scored in a single postseason. Here was the play-by-play as she hit that shot. It was just electric. Oh my gosh. We were screaming. Our neighbors must have been like, what is happening over there? She was amazing. Jackie Young was everywhere. 21 points, 9 assists. Jewel Lloyd came off the bench with 16 points and 7 boards. The Mercury almost pulled off a miracle comeback. They were down 17.
Yes, I remember.
It was just crazy. Dewana Bonner dropped 25. Satu Sabali, she had 24 before she left with a head injury. That was not good to see. So the Aces are now up 3-0 and could close it out Friday night in Phoenix.
When I tell you yesterday, I was so confident that I'm like, oh, this is going to be a boring game. We're up 17. I was running some errands, grabbing some dinner, and I was keeping track of the score on my phone. And I'm like, oh, nice. It's the end of the third where we have a great lead. And then the fourth quarter comes. I'm like, what is going on? I'm screaming on the top of my lungs. And I was like, did we get too confident? Did we like settle down a little bit? And then the Phoenix Mercury, did they just came back up? So thank God for that ending, man, because I would have been so disappointed if we got that out.
Oh, it was so close too. That final play, they had a shot.
Oh,
it almost went in, but no, we got the win. And yeah, the Aces are up 3-0 now. And check this, game one in this series was the most watched WNBA Finals opener in 28 years. Almost 2 million people tuned in.
That is incredible.
I thought that was amazing. Between Asia's heroics and just the Aces' dominance, this team, they're not just making history, man. They are putting on a show every single night, and we are here for it.
Yes.
And that is what's trending. All right, let's do it. It's time to win. Early edition of Heads Up for those of you that are up with us. We've got a pair of tickets right now to see Nevada Ballet Theater's production of Romeo and Juliet. It's happening October 17th through the 19th. Your tickets right now with Heads Up. All you got to do is pick your category and get six answers in 60 seconds, and you are going. Caller 20, you get to play Heads Up right now. 702-364-9400.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
Hey, Renee, you're caller 20.
Fantastic. Yay.
Let's do this. Let's get you these tickets to Nevada Ballet Theater's production of Romeo and Juliet with Heads Up. I just need you to pick a category this morning. Do you want to go with building blocks or rub-a-dub-dub?
Let's go with rub-a-dub-dub.
All right. National Bathtub Day was on Tuesday. These are all things that are associated with the bathtub, okay?
Okay.
All right, let's do this. 6 and 60 seconds is all we need. You ready?
I'm ready.
All right, guys, your 60 seconds for Heads Up. It starts now.
Okay, this is what, when you put in this soap stuff, it creates this kind of...
Bubble bath.
Yes. This is yellow, and you put it in the tub with you. Yes. This is, after you get out, you usually put one of these on, tie it at the waist.
Towel?
No, it's like you put your arms...
Bathrobe.
Yes. This is, you might light one of these to create the ambiance and...
Candle.
Yes. This is what you might scrub yourself with. It's fluffy. It's...
Scrub brush.
It's
bath puff.
Another name for a bath puff.
Pass.
Let's pass. Okay. This is, you pull this closed when you are going to get some privacy.
Shower curtain.
Yes. This is you buy these at Lush and they make your bath smell really good.
Bath salt.
It's
bath
in a
bomb.
Yes. 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 Nice. Yes. Oh my gosh, you got it, Renee. Congratulations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hot, hot, hot. It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is powered by Grand Canyon West, where Nevada residents can purchase a buy one, get one all access pass in October.
All right, so let's see this morning. Here's what's going on. If you have been on the job hunt lately and it feels brutal out there, you are not imagining it. Hiring is down in so many different industries, which means more people are chasing fewer openings. But there are a few fields where employers can't seem to hire fast enough. There's a new report from Monster. They just revealed the top 10 jobs employers are hiring for right now. And it's basically healthcare's world. We're just living in it. Six of the 10 hottest jobs right now are in healthcare. We're talking registered nurse, physical therapist, radiology techs, speech language pathologists, respiratory therapists, things like that. Some of the other jobs that are really going through a hiring spree right now include truck drivers, sales reps, delivery drivers. Definitely a lot of growth there. Their career expert says essential roles just continue to be rock solid. I know a lot of people are kind of worried about AI taking over, but those essential roles you cannot replace with a computer.
Yeah, I wouldn't want any AI person being replaced with a registered nurse.
Yeah, yeah. Definitely. Although we do try to self-diagnose ourselves half the time.
Oh, true. WebMD, yeah. Maybe we're our personal AI people.
Yeah, for sure. Also this morning, there are records, and then there are records like Taylor Swift, what she just did. So she just set a new record. Her album, The Life of a Showgirl, it has officially broken the all-time record for the biggest first week debut in music history. She racked up over 3.5 million equivalent album units in just 5 days, which passes Adele's record. And that it's not even the official end of the week yet. So that's what's really wild is 3.2 million of those are pure album sales.
Wow.
No streaming, no tricks, just fans actually buying the music like we are back in 2004. So she pulled it off, obviously, with a bunch of limited edition CDs and digital versions with different tracks. So yes, Swifties, your 12 different versions helped make history.
I really love all the press tour that she's doing. I haven't seen her doing like press like this in a long time. So seeing all her interviews and just doing stuff in the UK, like I really enjoy listening to Taylor's interviews because she just speaks so eloquently and she's so wise. And really, she has nothing bad to say about the people that speak badly of her.
Yeah, she's very secure. You know, she really has just a really great attitude when it comes to things. You can pretty much throw anything her way and she's prepared for it. And if she's not prepared for it, I notice her go-to is always like, wow, that's fantastic.
Really? That's a little crutch word.
Yeah, I wish I could be so eloquent, you know?
You are eloquent, but
girl, I'm about to like lose my you know what right now. Did you see the last text that came out in I'm like,
I try not to feed into negativity, but when negative text messages come in, I'm just like,
Here's the text that came in.
We're
going to
talk about it.
Way to go, Mercedes. You list off the great sports teams in Las Vegas while speaking to your guests this morning. However, you don't even mention the Aces, who are on the precipice of winning their third championship. And you're going to the games and call yourself an Aces fan?
Yeah. Not like we didn't talk about it.
We literally talked about the Aces for like 10 minutes this morning. I'm sorry you didn't wake up early enough to hear that. Like, What am I going to do? And like, why you got to insult me? Why not just say, hey, why didn't you guys talk about the Aces? And I would have been like, oh my gosh, we totally did. But it's like, why?
Yeah, you know? I think it's like, I get it. Some people only tune in at certain times of the show, so they don't hear us talk about everything we talk about. But at the same time, it's your approach and your attention about how you tell people and how you text people. Like, listen, we're doing everything we can, okay? We are doing your best.
It's just, I don't know. Yeah, it was all about the, you could have totally called me out. Like, why didn't you mention the Aces? Oh my God, we totally talked about them earlier. Like, mm-hmm. You know, but it's like, wow.
Way to go, now, Mercedes.
Now we're attacked. Amazing. Yes. It's 7 a.m. It's like, you need to calm down.
Yes. Taylor Swift. And back to Taylor
back
Swift.
Back to Taylor. You need to calm down. Finally, this morning, let's be honest. Most of us have at least one fancy thing in our house that is supposed to be saved for special occasions. And a lot of people, for a lot of people, it's the fine china. And this new survey came out. It found that 79% of people own nice items that they almost never use. And 64% admit they've never even touched them. They're waiting for that right moment, whatever that may be, and it never comes. Do you have any like fine china or anything like that?
No, we don't. No. And we didn't have a legit wedding. So we just kind of had an elopement. And I feel like that's where all of like the fine china would come, is like those wedding gifts.
That's what we got, a bunch of, like, we registered for these really pretty dishes and stuff. We've used them one time.
What?
And not even all of them. We use them for a random Thanksgiving, like 7 or 8 years ago, never again. Like, I don't even know. Don't order china, guys. Just ask for regular plates that you could use every day. Don't order china.
Not the fine china, the ones that are made in China.
Yeah, seriously. It's so much. You're going to get more bang for your buck out of those. It's crazy. Here's a funny thing. 58% of people said if it were practical, they use those fancy dishes. They'd use them every day. But the top reason they don't is that they worry that they're going to break them. So they don't. The most popular occasion, people finally bust out the fine china's holiday gatherings, followed by anniversaries and milestone birthdays. But yeah, honestly, the paper plates, the just yes! regular Target plates, those are the ones you want to go for. Yeah. A random question, but I'm wondering if everyone has an opinion on this. What part of town needs to be fixed right now? Where is an area that you're like, fix this already? 702-364-9400. Have you heard about what's happening in North Las Vegas, especially along Losi, between I think it's Craig and the 215?
I've heard a little bit about it. Yes,
that area is like exploding with growth. You drive through, it's construction zone after construction zone, brand new homes, new businesses, new families moving in every week. And the city just put up a new traffic light at Losi and I think Deer Springs, because there were more than 20 car crashes there last year.
Wow.
Yeah. So they built a fire station nearby to handle the increase in calls in the area, and their plans to widen the roads, add sidewalks, just put up more street lights. And it's exciting, but it also raises a big question. Do you think that Las Vegas is growing too fast for its own good? Every time a new development opens, it seems like another part of the city starts to struggle to keep up with it. Our roads are taking a beating. Traffic is getting heavier. Some areas that have been here for decades are just starting to feel forgotten. In my opinion, that's just my observation. What do you guys think? I mean, we all love seeing our city thrive, obviously, but growth shouldn't mean leaving behind parts of Vegas that kind of built the foundation. Like, what I'm thinking of specifically, my part of town that I think needs to be fixed right now is Desert Inn between Durango and Jones. Mm. That stretch of road is brutal. I don't know if you've been on it recently, but I am not exaggerating. It feels like you're driving on a dirt road. There are so many potholes. Like, I feel like I need an off-road vehicle to go down that stretch. It's like, this needs to be fixed. This is a mess over here.
Yeah, I haven't been in that part of town in a while. But for me, where I'm at, I'm in Silverado Ranch area. And there's a new high school that got built, which is South Career and Technical Academy. It's right off of Gillespie and Star. And it's been beautiful. The high school is gorgeous. But the surrounding areas, there's a ton of stop signs that should be signal lights. And I was actually driving by that street yesterday off Gillespie. And since the sun is setting so much earlier and it's getting darker faster, it is like some stops are only two-way stops when they should be four-way stops. The darkness of it all, I'm like, I don't know how fast this car is going down Bermuda. And it's just some like little intersections need to be signal lights. And thank God they put a signal light off of Gillespie and Pebble, because there were so many car accidents that were happening there. But just that Gillespie Street alone, it is so dark. There's only one way each side, and it just needs to have more lights and more signal lights.
I really dislike those intersections where two-way stop, but the other two don't.
Yes.
Those are the worst.
Stressful.
Just make us all stop. Like, it's just, oh my gosh. What is the part of town that you think needs attention right now? Where do you see things slipping through the cracks? Maybe it's a road that you feel is falling apart. Maybe it's a neighborhood that needs cleanup or lighting, or an area that just doesn't get the same care that newer parts of town do. 702-364-9400. Ashley, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, I heard you work in construction.
I do.
What's going on with the city? Are we growing faster than we're able to keep up with?
I think the big problem is that, you know, things build and then, you know, then comes the traffic studies, then comes the roadways. And you're right, you know, it's chaotic. We've got our state flower, you know, dotting the road everywhere. And I really think like our local government needs to get together, you know, our entities that permit jobs, get with the developers and kind of come up with a plan to be a little bit more strategic on how they alleviate some of this traffic cone madness and potholes and temporary trench plates and what we call, you know, coal patch. And if they were able to alleviate that, you know, not let it sit out there for a while, kind of like an unforgotten thing, then our roads would improve a little bit, which would be great for our commuter, because we're not stressing about, you know, wear and tear on our vehicle, having to weave in and out of potholes.
Yeah, yeah, it's so true. I absolutely agree with you. And I mean, you're firsthand seeing all of it. We're getting some texts here. This one says, fix the public transportation stops. They hold up traffic in older parts of town without the bus pull-off area. This one, wow, you guys have a lot of suggestions. I should send this to like our, you know, the city and the city engineers. MLK going towards the 95 has had construction closing down a lane for what feels like years now. It's such a headache to get to the 95 every single day. This one says that Lake Mead and Tonopah needs to get fixed. They had all summer to do it, and school drop-off is really bad. I live in North Las Vegas on North 5th and Ann. I am so excited for the change over here. It was empty and all dirt, nothing around. Yeah, like the growth can be exciting. I don't want to take anything away from that. Vegas has so much pride, obviously. We're a city that shows up for each other when it matters. And the whole city deserves some energy and investment, you know.
Yeah.
And just fixing what we already have instead of building all the shiny new stuff. You know, let's like celebrate the growth, but demand better for the neighborhoods that exist already.
One thing I will not celebrate that people invest in are roundabouts.
Oh, you just don't like those.
Get rid of the roundabouts.
I like those better than the four-way stops. That's why I don't have to stop all the time.
I feel so pressured. Like, when I get into a roundabout, am I going to go in the right lane? Am I going to go in the middle? When do I need to go in the right to turn right? Like, I get so frustrated and confused in roundabouts.
We need to have an adult driver's ed class and just go over the roundabouts. Everything else you're good with.
Yeah.
Let's just do a course refresher on the roundabouts for you. I think a lot of people would sign up for that, honestly. All right, let's do it. It is time to win, time to play the Mega Minute. I'm like, what are we playing?
Are you ready?
It's time for Mercedes in the Morning's Mega Minute.
Hey, Shelby, good morning. You're caller 20.
Yeah. Yay!
of people. What's going on, Shelby? Who you got with you this morning?
I have my mom and my sister and then my grandpa.
Oh, this is amazing. I don't think we've ever had like a couple generations in the car like that. That's amazing. Okay, guys, here's the deal. 10 questions, 60 seconds. If any of you know the answer, just scream it out. If I hear the correct answer, we're going to move on to the next question. Okay, guys?
Okay.
All right, guys, if you're struggling with a question, you can say pass. Or if you get one wrong, and if we have time at the end, we'll go back to those questions. In the Mega Minute, it starts now.
Which Sesame Street character is very tall and yellow?
Bird.
Yes,
Bird.
I'm melting is a famous line said by which character in The Wizard of Oz? One more time. Yes, Jackie Young is a WNBA player on which team?
Yes,
what U.S. territory is Bad Bunny from?
Puerto Rico.
Yes, a triangle is how many degrees?
180.
Yes, what is the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles' favorite food?
Pizza.
Yes. What juice brand slogan is 100% squeezed sunshine?
Orange.
If you have TMJ, what part of your body hurts?
Stop.
Yes. Stop. What Mexican artist is famous for her self-portraits and unibrow?
Frida Kahlo.
Yes. Who is the oldest Jonas brother?
I don't know. Pass.
What juice's brand slogan is... Yes. Wait, who is the oldest Jonas brother?
Paul.
Oh, you guys almost had it.
That hurts.
One hurts. It does. You guys had extra time. And if you don't know who's who, I mean, how are you supposed to get that? Yeah. I love how someone said Paul.
Do they have a Paul?
Is that the bonus, Jonas?
No,
I don't know.
Frankie.
No, there's no Paul. But you know what? You guys, you did a great job. The answer, by the way, is Kevin. Kevin Jonas is the oldest Jonas brother, which means... Oh, my heart hurts. We didn't get a winner, and that means a caller 20 right now. You're going to get the tickets to see the Jonas Brothers, Kevin and Joe and Nick, and maybe the bonus Jonas will show up. Who knows? But you are going to go to the show at the MGM Grand Garden Arena on November 29th. Caller 20, you get to play right now. You don't get to play. You just get the tickets. You are playing. I'm so torn up. Okay. Caller 20, you get the tickets. 702-364-9400.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is powered by Grand Canyon West, where Nevada residents can purchase a buy one, get one all access pass in October.
Vegas Golden Knight fans, buckle up, because superstar center Jack Eichel just locked in a massive payday. He and the team have agreed to an 8-year, $108 million contract extension.
Wow.
Yeah, this is according to the AP. When the new deal kicks in for the 2026-2027 season, he's going to carry a $13.5 million cap hit through 2034. He turns 29 soon, and, you know, coming off a career-best season with 66 assists and 94 points and helped the Golden Knights win the Cup in 2023. So it's safe to say this guy, you should build around him, obviously.
For sure.
And while the contract extension was great news, the team unfortunately didn't get the start that they wanted last night. Vegas lost their season opener in a nail-biter against the Los Angeles Kings 6-5. Not exactly the celebration night they had planned, but Eichel staying in Vegas long-term, so that's some good news, right?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, me last night, between the Aces game and the Golden Knights game, I actually ended it pretty early. I think they were in the end of first or second period that I turned off the TV. Did you end up watching the whole game?
I didn't. I stopped at 6-6. And so I was just like, oh, I hope they win. And then I checked later and I'm like, oh,
I know.
It was a bummer. But, you know, it's literally the first game of the season.
Yeah.
So no worries there. But great news with him. He loves the city so much and he's so involved. And I'm happy he's here long term. That is a great get. And I don't think he wanted to go anywhere, really.
Yeah. And you've met him at like Battle for Vegas and stuff.
Yes.
How is he in person?
So nice. Like I half go into these things just like expecting the worst, because I don't know why I expect the worst, because every Golden Knight I've ever met has been so nice.
Same.
But I just want to like protect myself, because I really do enjoy this team and I really like these guys. So I kind of like go in just like expecting them not to be nice. this guy will sit, he just sits around and he will talk to you, and he's really passionate about Best Buddies here locally and does a lot of work with Best Buddies. You know, when I'm done talking to him, you expect him to walk away, but he'll stay there and be like, so, you know, how's everything going for you? I'm like, what? Do you care? Oh my gosh. Fine. Like, he's just a really good
guy.
That's
good to hear.
Yeah. Also this morning, rock legend Gene Simmons from Kiss had a pretty scary moment in Malibu this week. He lost consciousness behind the wheel of his Lincoln Navigator. He crossed several lanes of traffic and he smashed into a parked car. He was hospitalized briefly, but he's already cracking jokes about it. He tweeted, thanks everyone for the kind wishes. I'm completely fine. I had a slight fender bender. It happens, especially to us who were horrible drivers, and that's me all as well. So it's good to know that he has a little sense of humor about it and he's doing okay. His wife says his medication had recently been changed. Oh. And at 76, he's been pretty vocal about living clean with no drinking and drugs. So yeah, it's been a while since Kiss played. Their final show was less than 2 years ago at Madison Square Garden, and now he's making headlines in a totally different way now.
Yeah, well, I'm glad he's okay. I know that I always worry about my family members who are older, who do drive, especially under meds. And I thought, I was like, oh, maybe he was driving at night. You know, it was before 1 p.m. on during the day.
I think it was a joke reel that I saw, but it made me laugh, and then it also made me terrified. It was this police officer. Did anyone else see this? We pulled over this old lady, and he walks up to the car, and he's like, ma'am, you were going 121 miles per hour. And she was like, it says 121 on the sign back there. And he's like, ma'am, this is Highway 121. She was like, oh, I hope that was a joke. But when I saw that, I was like, what?
That is so fast.
It was so, this old lady driving this car that fast on the freeway. I couldn't believe it. Mercedes in the morning. Our number is 702-364-9400. If you ever want to give us a call, if you have a request, you want a shout out, you have a comment on anything, we'd love to hear from you. If you're a parent, you may at one point or another received a call or an email from your kid's teacher saying, hey, I wanted to talk to you about your kid. Maybe they didn't do well on a test, or maybe they did something really kind for another student and they just made you aware of it. And it's always great to have those open lines of communications with your kid's teacher. But Leah is on the phone, and Leah, she got an interesting request from her child's teacher recently. Hey, Leah, good morning. How are you?
Oh, good morning. How are you? I'm good.
Good. Leah, I think this is really interesting that your kid's teacher reached out with this. What happened?
Interesting is a good word for it. yeah, I got this really weird message from my son's teacher. She said that she wants me to stop reading with him at home. Apparently he's getting too good at reading. Like, he's ahead of the class, I guess. And so now he's really bored during lessons, and I guess he's distracting some of the other kids. But I was honestly shocked. Like, reading together is kind of like our nightly thing, and it's how we wind down and bond. And I don't know, I'm supposed to tell him now, like, hey buddy, you're doing too well. Let's stop learning.
Yeah. That to me is like really surprising. Did you respond? What did you say?
Well, I mean, I don't know what to say. I haven't responded yet because I don't want to cause problems for the teacher or the class. So I'm really torn. So, I mean, I just don't know. What do you do when your kid's teacher tells you to hold them back a little?
Yeah, what do you guys think? 702-364-9400. That seems odd to me. You would think that if your son is excelling and doing better than the other kids, wouldn't they possibly raise him to another level? Maybe, I don't know if that goes so far as to put him in a higher level class, or maybe some sort of exercises with the assistant for the teacher or something like that. It just, I don't know why you would want to hold your kid back if the their intelligence was demanding more. What do you guys think? What should Leah do? 702-364-9400. I feel like this is not a problem. It's more of a gift.
Yeah. I can understand as a teacher, you have 20 plus kids and it can be overwhelming. I think the issue might not be the reading factor. I think it might be that the son is distracting other students. And that might be something that the mom, maybe Leah, needs to sit down and say, hey, if when you're done reading, you can't distract the other kids. Or maybe the teacher should just give him something more challenging, like give him a more challenging, enriching, more book that he can actually learn and be like, oh my God, I'm not bored. Give him a more challenging assignment. I think that's what should happen.
It seems like you should, the teacher should be saying, how can we support him, not stop reading with him.
Right.
I do get that managing a classroom is not easy, but holding a kid back just to make everyone else comfortable doesn't really sit right with me. Leah, hold on one second. We're getting some calls here. Let's talk to Robin. Hey, Robin, good morning. What do you think?
I think it's disgusting what the teacher said to the mom. I think that the mom is absolutely right that they need to diversify his learning. After he finishes the class stuff, she should be giving him enrichment work. It's called diversified learning. I'm a resource teacher for 37 years in Clark County. I'm recently retired, and there is no way that I would ever tell a kid not to continue to read or learn or anything else. That teacher is absolutely not doing her job.
Robin, I'm so glad to hear from someone who has been in this before. So at that point, you notice this kid is pulling ahead. And why, for what reason do you think this teacher would not want to do that extra work with the child?
It's too much work. We don't get paid enough, and it's a lot of work. People think that teachers work 36 hours.
Oh, no. We lost
80 hours a week. So I think that basically she's collecting a paycheck, in my opinion, she's collecting a paycheck and not doing her job to the best of her ability. And what it's supposed to be, children first, learning first.
So, Robin, let me ask you, how does Leah respond to this without causing an issue? How does she approach this teacher and get that done?
No. You cause an issue and you talk to the administration and you talk about diversified learning and enrichment. And no, you cause an issue.
Do you hear that, Leah? What do you say?
Yeah, I mean, that I feel better hearing this, honestly.
Yeah, it's good to hear from someone that has been in that position as that teacher has before. Thank you so much, Robin. We appreciate it. Let's talk to Brizzy. Hey, Brizzy, good morning. What do you think?
Good morning. Good morning. I completely agree with that last speaker. Like 100%, I would take that email from that teacher and take it to the administration. I absolutely love my child's school because he had a similar issue. He goes to Pinecrest, which is an accelerated learning program for children. And I homeschooled him before he went to kindergarten. So he was 100% ahead of a lot of the kids there. And what they've done is kind of a reverse sped program. And then they actually give him more challenging work. I don't want to put him above other kids in his grade, but they actually pull him out specially to do special learning programs with him.
That seems like the way to go. And I get it that this, you know, this is an accelerated learning, you know, school. And I don't know if Leah's school has that opportunity, but I'm still kind of reeling at the fact that the teacher would say, hey, stop teaching your kid. Our phones are going crazy. We've got a lot of people that have comments on this. And if you have a comment, we would love to hear from you. Our number is 702-364-9400. Leah, hang on the line. Lots of advice. More of your calls coming up. It's Mix 94.1. Mercedes in the morning. If you are just joining us, Leah called into the show. Hey, Leah.
Hi.
Thanks for holding. If anyone missed it, can you just briefly kind of recap what you told us? You got an interesting message from your son's teacher, and what exactly did she say?
Basically, she said that my son's too smart. I mean, I don't know how else to put it. He's in first grade, and they're learning to read, and I read with him every night, and she told me he's getting too good at reading and that she wants me to basically slow him down and hold him back a little.
Now, she said that he seems bored in class. He's causing a bit of a distraction to some of the other students. But you're like, okay, so help him out with that. Or you know, what am I supposed to do in that situation? We're getting a lot of calls and comments. Let's bring in Abby. Hey, Abby, you're on with Leah. Good morning. What do you think?
Hi, Mom. So I've been a teacher for 10 years, early childhood education. So I'm assuming that your kid is also like somewhere around that age.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I couldn't hear that part.
Oh, sorry. What grade is your son in?
Oh, first.
Oh, okay. Yeah, perfect. I've been a teacher for 10 years for first grade. Anyway, so, teacher burnout is real. But I guess we all know that this teacher is not doing her job, but, you know, to help her out, maybe advocate for your kid, but you don't have to be rude. You can tell her that you're going to send some books with your child, and then maybe like after whatever task they need to be done, and if your kid is still bored, then you can tell her that, okay, my child has some books in his backpack and he can just pull it out on his time or when he's bored and he could just read on his own.
Oh my gosh, I love that idea, Abby. This way, not only are you encouraging the learning, but you're giving him that distraction so he doesn't disrupt the rest of the class.
Yeah, because usually what happens is when I have bored kids, then I would reach out to like third grade, fourth grade teachers even to like compile a book for me, and then I'll put it in a little container and I would give it to the kid when they're bored. But I don't know what this teacher is doing, but she probably doesn't want to do it. So you probably have books at home that you can just have your child bring it.
Bring in like War and Peace. Your kid's on that level. That's a huge book.
Wow.
Abby, thank you so much. That's really great advice. What do you think about that, Leah, as far as, you know, being nice about the situation, but at the same time, still encouraging the learning?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I like that idea. I mean, that seems like it could work, right?
Yeah.
I guess I just want to make sure it's okay with the school, you know?
Yeah, and I think that's where the communication with the teacher comes into play. Hey, Jessica, good morning. What do you think? You're on with Leah.
I very much agree with the last caller. I was also going to mention that I was like this as a kid. My mom taught all of us to read. I'm the oldest of three before we went to school. So I had a special pass from my teacher. Granted, this is, you know, 40 years ago, where that I could go to the school library by myself when I was done with my work, because we had like just a little kindergarten section. And she introduced me to the librarian and was like, you know, this is Jessica. She can read all these books. She's very advanced. Mm-hmm. And so I could check out any book from the library instead of just the kindergarten section. And if I was done with my work, I just went and sat in the corner of the room and read my book. So I would definitely maybe help him pick some chapter books that he's interested in that would keep him focused when he's done with his work, and just reach out to the teacher and say, you know, I can't take this reading time away from him. It's very bonding for us, and I'm not going to hold him back just to help him slow down and stay with the class. And I would also suggest that maybe you ask the teacher if they could work with a second or third grade class that he could go to for a couple hours a week or something. That's something they do in other schools sometimes, where a student goes to another class for a little bit of time, or ask, you know, what else can be done, because that's not going to work for you. And as long as you're polite, hopefully the teacher should work with you. And if not, you may have to go above their head and let the principal know that you're not okay holding your child back to make things easier for the teacher to keep them together.
Okay. That's a great idea. I love that.
That is really good. I love the idea of having them hang out with the older grades. If the other teachers are up for that, I think that is a great option. You guys have such good advice. Thank you guys so much. Leah, as far as your situation goes, I think the consensus is you do not stop your reading time. If anything, you find a way to help develop it and maybe help him find something to do while he's bored in class. And I mean, it's a good problem to have, don't you think?
Yeah, I do. And I liked all of this advice. So it's, you know, maybe I just need to send the teacher a quick email and, you know, shoot a couple of ideas and see if she's comfortable with any of these. I mean, I really do understand the burnout part, but I also need to advocate for my kids.
100%. Yes. I love it. I love when we get great advice.
Me too.
You guys are the best at it.
Like, I'm learning from our listeners. And I'm also like, oh my God, War and Peace. That book. I think I opened it and I closed it right back up when I read it.
I don't think I've ever touched that book. I was too busy reading my, you know, my favorite books, like My Sweet Valley High, or, you know, read the Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe. Like, but not in first grade.
No.
I definitely know.
Mine was Cat in the Hat. One fish, two fish, three fish, four. And that was as easy as I did it.
Hey, that's where you got to start, right? All right, let's do this.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
Hey, Cheryl, you're caller 20.
Yay.
Let's do this. Let's get you a pair of tickets to see Louis Tomlinson from One Direction. He's going on a solo tour, and he's going to stop by Resorts World on June 13th of next year. Pick a category. Do you want to go with sneakerhead or checkmate?
Sneakerhead.
All right. National Sneakers Day is today. So these are all things that are associated with shoes and shoe brands. Okay?
Okay.
All right. All we need is 6 and 60 seconds, and you will win. Let's do this.
All right, guys. Your 60 seconds for Heads Up. It starts now.
This is the brand that tells you to just do it.
Nike.
Yes. This is the brand where you like kind of slide them onto your feet and it's like a checkerboard.
Deckers.
It's a checkerboard. Yes. This is when you are going to go jog, you need to buy these kind of shoes.
Trainers.
They're, you know what? I'm going to pass. When you play soccer, you wear these kind of shoes.
Cleats?
Yes. These are like rubbery slippers that have holes in them. You put gibbets in them.
Crocs.
Yes. When you buy a pair, you usually open this. They come in a what?
box.
Yeah. This is Kanye's brand of shoes.
Yeezy.
Yes.
Nice.
Wow. Great job. Cheryl, with time to spare, congratulations.
The Hot 3 is powered by Grand Canyon West, where Nevada residents can purchase a buy one, get one all access pass in October.
Okay, apparently we've all hit our breaking point with tipping. And this is the city to talk about tipping, right? A new report says the average person spent around $150 over the past year on tips that they didn't feel good about giving. So that's the little stuff that adds up, like that awkward moment at a counter service restaurant when the screen flips around and you feel the pressure of those 20-25% or custom tip buttons just staring back at you. These are the tips people say when they wish they didn't have to, which they wish they didn't have to leave, when they don't think that tipping should be expected, like at a dog groomer or for an oil change. Do you tip your dog groomer?
Always. Yeah, 20%.
Oh, okay. It's a lot of people feel like you shouldn't have to.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
I always tip my dog groomer.
I would tip my dog groomer too. So I'm kind of surprised at that one. What about for an oil change?
Oh, no, I wouldn't tip an oil change. You?
No, definitely not. What about when... do you ever feel guilted into tipping more than you actually want to?
I don't feel guilted, but I will tell you a scenario that happened this past weekend. We were at Disneyland and we stayed at a hotel about like a little less than a mile away. And we would walk to and from the hotel to the Disneyland park. And at the end of the night, we were just too tired to walk. So we ordered an Uber and we felt kind of bad because the Uber had to only go barely a mile, which is like what, a 6-minute drive for the Uber driver.
Yeah.
So instead of tipping through the app, because we've heard some things like we are not sure if all of the tips go through the Uber, we tip them in cash. And I asked my friend who I was with, I was like, hey, are you cool with tipping cash? Do you have anything? And he goes, yeah, I got something. An $11 ride, he got tipped $20.
What?
Yes. And I was like, are you
tipped in $20?
My friend tipped $20. I'm like, that's a little much, don't you think? He goes, well, I feel bad because he's only giving us a $5 ride.
Honestly, I get that. I would too, because it's like, did you just take him away from a bigger fare? I mean, they have the option, right, to accept or not, but... I actually think that's really cool of your friend to do that, because it was such a short ride. Like, hey, man, sorry. I didn't know. We got kicked out. It wasn't an Uber. It was a taxi when we were in Germany once. We get in the car and it's like, you know, we're at the hotel. So they blow the whistle and the guy comes up. So he comes up and he lets us in and we sit down and he's like, you know, where are you going? And I'm trying to speak in German. And I say the name of this restaurant that we're going to go to dinner. And he felt like that was not far enough. It was about 2 miles away. And he's like, no, get out. And he made us get out of the car because he felt like it was too close. And so we're like, well, maybe he's right. Maybe it is too close. So we start, you know, going on Google Maps, trying to figure out our way. And it was like over 2 miles, which again, it really isn't that big of a distance, but I thought it would justify a ride. He literally kicked us out of the taxi.
Okay, I don't know how it is out in Europe, but that is money that you're going to be getting from you. And they don't know, what if you tip nice or what if you don't, you know? I don't know. But with the taxi drivers, that's a whole other thing. Yeah. I don't know how that all works.
It's crazy. The tip guilt is real. Hey, Jessica, good morning. What do you think?
So am I allowed to say the place that I guilt tip?
Maybe let's leave it off. Yeah,
we'll leave it out. So my friend wanted an ice water, and I asked for just plain ice water, and he's like, well, I have to charge you for a bottle. Okay, fine. And I was doing my fetch and looked at the receipt, so I did the guilt tip. Noticed he charged me for the bottle of water and the cup of ice. I'm like, really?
Oh, whoa. Like, I would not have tipped on that. There's no way.
But I didn't notice it until I was taking the picture for my fetch. And I'm like, what the hell?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. There's a place that I love to go to. And I always just get a drink. But they have the person standing outside with the iPad. And then they hand it to you. They're like, how would you like to pay? And I'm like, oh, Apple Pay. I give them my phone. They're like, okay, just hit this first. And then sign. And so hit this first is the tip. And it's like, I'm going through a drive-through.
No way.
I'm literally going through a drive-through. I know you're out here and you're working hard. I get that. But like, It's a drive-through, and I always tip.
You do, why do you do
I
that?
I don't know.
See, you're guilting yourself at that point. I have no guilt. When they can, when it turns around on me and asks me to tip, no tip.
I'm going to make myself do that next time. Also this morning, let's clear something up. Dolly Parton is not dying. Rumors started swirling after her sister asked fans for prayers. Dolly decided to shut it all down herself. Yeah, she's okay. Word is she's just waiting for a procedure for some kidney stones. And she also reminded fans she's a person of faith that appreciates the prayers. Her sister, she came out and said she's so sorry. She didn't mean to scare anyone. She just wanted people to lift Dolly up. But I love how Dolly starts this. Do I look sick to you? She's so funny.
You know what? I feel so bad. I kind of forgot that her husband just recently passed away with all the things in the headlines.
And that's going to take a toll on you.
Yeah. And then you're not taking care of yourself. So, I mean, at least she's okay. And it seems like she's in good spirits, even though her husband just recently passed.
Oh, she's got the attitude going on. No, Dolly, you look perfect. You look perfect. Finally, this morning, if your bedtime show is keeping you up instead of knocking you out, this might explain why there's a new ranking out of the most and least relaxing TV shows. And it looked like at factors like the genre, the content, the length, the jump scares, and the most relaxing shows are exactly what you would expect if you've ever fallen asleep on the couch. Number three most relaxing show, I've never seen it actually, Mr. Bean.
Same, I've never seen an episode.
But just the theme song is kind of relaxing.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Number two most relaxing show to watch before bed is Seinfeld.
Huh.
Unpopular opinion. I think it's probably relaxing because it's boring.
And people are like, oh my God, an episode of Seinfeld. I'm like, I don't even remember an episode.
Snore.
In the background.
Yeah, exactly. And the number one most relaxing show to watch before bed, Bluey.
Aww.
Which I love.
Me too.
It just makes me happy. So I could see that just putting you in a relaxed state. Now, the worst shows to fall asleep to are basically anxiety in TV form. You've got Hannibal at number one. Sons of Anarchy is on the list. Daredevil, Boardwalk Empire, Peaky Blinders, shows like that. Is there a show that you cannot watch before bed?
Game of Thrones.
Oh, Game yes.
The Red Wedding. Oh, my gosh. I'll never forget that episode. I still envision what happened and some of the Stark members at that wedding. What about you?
Well, we watched it. We've been watching it for the last week because a new season just came out. And it's one of my favorite shows, Alice in Borderland. I've talked about it before. Oh, my gosh. The new season just dropped. And last night we're on the final episode. And I was just getting such anxiety that I finally had to stop in the middle of it. I was like, we can't watch anymore. We'll watch the rest tomorrow when I'm like wide awake.
Yeah.
It's one of those shows. It's kind of like Squid Game where people are like having to play games to save their life. If you haven't watched it, it's really good. But yeah, don't watch it before.
Nightmares from Squid Games. I will have nightmares from Alice in Borderland.
I don't recommend. Stick with Bluey for sure. It's Mix 94.1. Mercedes in the morning, and man, I am so excited. NASCAR is in town this weekend, Las Vegas Motor Speedway. Things are heating up. The chase for the cup is down to the top eight, and this guy right now in the thick of it, he is the defending Cup Series champion, a fan favorite. He's got his eyes on locking a spot in the championship four. We are ready to talk to Ryan Blaney. Hey, Ryan, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
We are so good. South Point 400 back in Las Vegas. You've had quite the history at the Las Vegas Motor Speedway. You've had some strong runs here. You've also had some tough breaks. How do you feel coming back to town?
Yeah, I'm happy to be in town. I love coming out there. And the racetrack itself is, I think it's one of the more racy mile and a half that we have. And like you said, we've had some good runs there. We've had some misfortune. Hopefully we can turn it around and have a good weekend. So we'll see.
Yeah, I'm really excited for the race. We really enjoy hosting NASCAR. And Las Vegas has really turned into such a sports capital. I feel like NASCAR really was one of those kind of the starting of a big thing. Now we have Raiders and Formula One and Knights. Do you feel like the Vegas race has grown in importance since you've come here?
Yeah, I think so. I've had the opportunity to be going there for a long time for the race. And back when I first started going there, the Raiders were not there. I don't think the Knights were there when I first started going there, a decade ago. And it's just great. It's great to see Vegas, put on these great sporting events and be home to a couple great professional teams and to have, multiple series come and race around the area. I think it's fantastic. So props to Vegas for wanting to get these opportunities, and it definitely makes us feel good when we can go out there and put on a good show for everybody.
Yeah, I know Vegas also is special for you off the track too. It's where you met your wife, and when you come back here now, do you guys have like a little anniversary kind of, oh, this is where we met? Do you guys have a special place that you like to go?
Yeah, it is where I met my wife, and it is special when we go back there. And it always brings back those memories of when we did meet and what it's led to, so I don't think we have like our set spot that we go to. We always try to find new things to do around Vegas and stuff like that. But it always is fun to go back there together and kind of reminisce, of look at where we are now.
Well, I know you're a big golfer too, and we've got some great golf courses here. Are you planning on hitting the greens at all?
I'm not sure. I've been able to play a couple great places in the area. Summit is one of my favorite golf courses, and Wolf Creek, just north of the racetrack, is always fun. And I usually stay at the Wynn. I haven't played at that Wynn Golf Club yet. I might see if I can get some time out there, but I don't know yet. That's a last minute decision for me.
Have you ever had the chance to play golf with Michael Jordan yet? I know you're a fan. Have you ever done that?
I have not played with him in his group. I don't know if I want that heat personally. but I have played around him and stuff, and it's been a blast to get to know him. He's just an unbelievable individual, but I have not played with him yet, and like I said, I don't know if I want to. I don't know if I need that intimidation while I'm trying to hit my ball.
Yeah, for real, that would be really scary. Something so funny that happened at Bristol recently was when your nephew jumped on the radio with you mid-race. Everybody's been talking about it. In case you guys missed it, here's what happened.
Oh, Ryan, when is race?
Mom, get Cody on the scanner. They found you on a scanner in the bus. Found out how to turn it on. Pretty smart.
That was the cutest thing ever. What were you thinking when that happened? Were you like, oh my gosh, or did you think it was adorable?
I thought it was hilarious and adorable, and you get used to certain voices on the radio. I'm talking my spotter and my crew chief, and every now and then, Roger Penske will get on at my boss. But to hear my 6-year-old nephew commandeer my wife's radio without anybody knowing and be smart enough to figure out how to turn it on and talk, pretty impressive to me. And it was amazing. It was funny. We got a great laugh out of it. Honestly, it was like perfect timing. We were under caution and there wasn't a lot going on. And I don't think he knew that this was a good time to do it, but luckily it worked out to where it was a good levity situation during a long night. And he's proud of himself for that one. I'm proud of him too. That's a smart kid.
Could you imagine if it would have happened during like an intense like moment in the race when you were trying to pass someone or something though?
Yeah, it would have been a little different in that situation if you talk it over by spotter or something when we're trying to, like you said, an intense situation, but it was all perfect timing, and my mom was mortified. My mom was watching him, and she was like, oh my gosh, I can't believe you figured out how to do it. I was like, I didn't know he knew how to do it either. It was more of an impressive feat than anything.
I know you're a massive Star Wars fan, but I was thrilled to learn that you love the movie Home Alone too. So when your child gets old enough, what's going to be the first Blaney family movie night? Star Wars or Home Alone?
Ooh, that's a tough one. Home Alone might give him some bad ideas. He might start setting booby traps around the house just for me and his mom. But probably, yeah, maybe Star Wars. Maybe, you got to start him out, with something decent. My wife and I, we love The Grinch.
Oh, that's a good one.
That one. It might scare him. The Grinch is kind of scary, honestly, especially when you're a little kid. But yeah, we love Christmas movies and stuff like that. So maybe start him off with The Grinch and then work him into some Star Wars when the time is right.
Yeah, that's something that you ease into because that's a whole lifestyle right there.
Yeah, it'd be a lot. So you can't burn them out on it too early. You gotta wait for the right time.
Well, we are so excited to watch you kill it over at the South Point 400 this weekend. Thank you so much for coming on the show, Ryan.
Yeah, appreciate you having me. Looking forward to it.
We'll see you then. Bye.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H 2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.